Self-reflection stops today. That's the declaration from the Labor leader, Anthony Albanese. He's given his assessment today of the review of why the ALP lost the May election so catastrophically. The new leader did dwell a bit on the painful lessons from that election loss, but he also began trying to chart a path that he thinks could be the way back for Labor to recapture the hearts and votes of traditional and swinging voters alike. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
Labor couldn't beat what Anthony Albanese today described as a chaotic and divided coalition government. He says the unflinching review into what went wrong is a good place to start rebuilding.
Unlike Clio magazine, there's no sealed section. Unlike the Mueller report, it hasn't been redacted.
He told the National Press Club today that the many talks he's had on his post-election listening tour with Labor supporters and opponents alike gelled with the results of the review.
Too many people were confused or even frightened by our policies or didn't trust us to implement them. We failed to present a clear and concise narrative, which explained an optimistic sense of what our country could become. I am going to change that.
That change, he argues, has already begun. He's reached out to business leaders, promising to mend bridges and stop calling them names. Union leaders promising to concentrate on jobs and wages. And to small business owners who might once have voted for Labor but are now wary of the party.
People who years ago stood out in the workplace because they had the organising capacity to become shop stewards are today organising their own small businesses. As the economy and society changes, so too must Labor.
And he spoke of the other reasons for voters' mistrust of Labor, the donation and corruption scandals that have wounded the party's reputation. He's promising to fix that too with a change in culture that he says is already underway, thanks to his expulsion of controversial union leader John Setka from the party.
His opinions and his behaviour will not be tolerated in the modern ALP. I don't want his image to represent me or our party.
There was almost nothing about Labor's opponents in his speech, save for one small section where he scolded Prime Minister Scott Morrison for his anti-protester, anti-globalisation remarks of recent weeks.
Frankly, some of it is a bit weird, maybe even a bit sinister. In its place, I want a modernising, aspirational, optimistic approach to Australian politics that everyone can get behind.
He's divided that into five themes: jobs, fairness, infrastructure, national security, and climate change. It's the last of those that vexes Labor the most. ABC presenter Sabra Lane asked Mr. Albanese about his Shadow Resources Minister Joel Fitzgibbon reaching out to the coalition to find common ground on energy policy.
Did you condone that, and do you agree with his view that there needs to be that bipartisanship now?
I've said consistently that across the board we have conflict fatigue, and wherever possible we should get agreement. I don't think climate change should be a divisive issue.
Right now, Labor doesn't have a climate change policy to divide anyone. Like all its policies, that's under review.
Hurry up, they're saying. But in this Melbourne Cup week, I got some handy advice on Monday. Always have the race won, but never be in a hurry to win it.
But as Network 9 political editor Chris Yulman pointed out to Mr. Albanese, Labor's primary vote sunk from 45% to 33% over the course of the last 20 years or so. That's not former leader Bill Shorten's fault or the lack of strategy at the last election.
Why have so many people from Labor's base deserted it, and how do you fix it?
Well, some of this, of course, is an international trend. The truth is that there is a breakaway from the mainstream parties.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese and our political reporter Tom Eagledon is with me. So, Tom, lots of aspirations outlined by Anthony Albanese there, but when are we going to see concrete policies from Labor?
Well, the short answer, Linda, is don't hold your breath. We are going to continue to get these vision statements from Anthony Albanese all the way up to next May's budget. They will contain lots of vision, but no actual policy detail, as Labor does go through those some 200 policies that formed its platform going into the last election. But Mr. Albanese has brought forward the Labor conference to December next year, the end of next year. And at that point, we'll see he is promising this revival platform, these new policies that will replace the ones that Labor took to the election. So at the end of next year, still a bit of a wait, Linda.
So in the meantime, it's kind of down to Anthony Albanese selling himself as the leader up against Scott Morrison. How's he doing that?
There is a point of differentiation here, certainly with the previous leader, Bill Shorten, who very much spoke in the language of class warfare, as some would put it. He did seek from time to time to divide the community and to speak in those sorts of terms. Anthony Albanese is very clearly going to post himself as a very different kind of leader that will seek to unite, that will seek to work with people's aspirations rather than play on their fears, indeed accusing the Coalition and Scott Morrison of playing on those fears as he goes through. Worth pointing out, Linda, that this is not necessarily something new for Mr. Albanese. He did start lining that up and spelling out those differences between he and Bill Shorten when Mr. Shorten's leadership went through a few wobbles toward the middle and the end of last year leading into the election. Of course, he survived as leader. But even back then, Mr. Albanese, if memory serves, at the Shell Harbour Workers Club was talking about aspiration and the need for Labor to talk in those terms, Linda.
Okay, good on you, Tom. Thank you very much. Tom Eagleton, our political reporter in Canberra.